What sport shall we devise here in this garden to drive away the heavy thought of care?
Madam, we'll play at bowls.
'Twill make me think the world is full of rubs and that my fortune runs against the bias.
Madam, we'll dance.
My legs can keep no measure in delight when my poor heart no measure keeps in grief. Therefore, no dancing, girl. Some other sport.
Madam, we'll tell tales.
Of sorrow or of joy?
Of either, madam.
Of neither, girl. For if of joy, being altogether wanting, it doth remember me the more of sorrow. Or if of grief, being altogether had, it adds more sorrow to my want of joy. For what I have I need not to repeat, and what I want it boots not to complain.
Madam, I'll sing.
'Tis well that thou hast cause, but thou shouldst please me better, wouldst thou weep.
I could weep, madam, would it do you good?
And I could sing, would weeping do me good, and never borrow any tear of thee. But stay, here come the gardeners. Let's step into the shadow of these trees. My wretchedness unto a row of pins. They will talk of state, for every one doth so against a change. Woe is forerun with woe.
Go, bind them up yon dangling apricocks, which like unruly children make their sires stoop with oppression of their prodigal weight. Give some supportance to the bending twigs. Go thou, and like an executioner, cut off the heads of two fast-growing sprays that look too lofty in our commonwealth. All must be even in our government. You thus employed, I will go root away the noisome weeds, which without profit suck the soil's fertility from wholesome flowers.
Why should we, in the compass of a pale, keep law and form and due proportion, showing, as in a model, our firm estate, when our sea-walled garden, the whole land, is full of weeds, her fairest flowers choked up, her fruit trees all unpruned, her hedges ruined, her knots disordered, and her wholesome herbs swarming with caterpillars.
Hold thy peace. He that has suffered this disordered spring hath now himself met with the fall of leaf. The weeds which his broad-spreading leaves did shelter, that seemed in eating him to hold him up, are plucked up root and all by Bolingbroke. I mean, the Earl of Wiltshire, Bushy, Green.
What? Are they dead?
They are. And Bolingbroke hath seized the wasteful king. Oh, what pity is it that he had not so trimmed and dressed his land as we this garden. We at time of year do wound the bark, the skin of our fruit trees, lest, being overproud in sap and blood, with too much riches, it confound itself. Had he done so to great and growing men, they might have lived to bear and he to taste their fruits of duty. Superfluous branches we lop away, that bearing boughs may live. Had he done so, himself had borne the crown, which waste of idle hours hath quite thrown down.
What think you the king shall be deposed?
Depressed he is already, and deposed his doubt he will be. Letters came last night to a dear friend of the good Duke of York's that tell black tidings.
Oh, I am pressed to death through want of speaking.
Oh.
Thou old Adam's likeness, set to dress this garden, how dares thy harsh, rude tongue sound this unpleasing news? What Eve, what serpent hath suggested thee to make a second fall of cursed man? Why dost thou say King Richard is deposed? Darest thou, thou little better thing than earth, divine his downfall? Say where, when, and how camest thou by this ill tidings? Speak, thou wretch!
Pardon me, madam. Little joy am I to breathe this news. Yet what I say is true. King Richard, he is in the mighty hold of Bolingbroke. Their fortunes both are weighed. In your lord's scale is nothing but himself and some few vanities that make him light. But in the balance of great Bolingbroke, besides himself, are all the English peers. And with that odds, he weighs King Richard down. Post you to London and you will find it so. I speak no more than everyone doth know.
Nimble mischance, that art so light of foot. Doth not thy embassage belong to me? And am I last that knows it? Oh, thou thinkest to serve me last, that I may longest keep thy sorrow in my breast. Come, ladies, go to meet a London, London's king in woe. What was I born to this, that my sad look should grace the triumph of great Bolingbroke? Gardener, for telling me these news of woe, pray God the plants thou grafts may never grow.
Poor queen, so that thy state might be no worse, I would my skill were subject to thy curse. Here did she fall a tear, here in this place I'll set a bank of rue, sour herb of grace. Rue, even for Ruth, here shortly shall be seen in the remembrance of a weeping queen.